And now, Gabies and Lentilmen, welcome to Alex Reynard's second question answering thingy. I'll be your electron-tron-tronic host for the ee-ee-ee-boo-boo-dung-up-mang-florm-pshit-shit-dick-weasels-mwah-got-cocks-death-badger-bob-saggot.
Oh, that's not working too well. Hopefully that'll be fixed throughout the evening. Anyway, yes, my second question answering thingy. We got a little bit fewer questions this time, which is just fine because it makes it easier for me to answer. Starting off, Omni87 asks, why do you close your eyes when we kiss? Because you're ugly.
Whoa, long dippy dippy tree fuck Donald Trump bangs an eyebrow. Oh lord, I done got me a tampon nung nung ding bong trung squish fuck the doorknobs dria wedge dria wedge dria wedge cunt.
Cool Kid asks, time for a conventional geek question. Who do you think was a better host of MST3K, Joel or Mike? I honestly don't know, really. I like MST3K. I never really had a preference between them. I mean, I noticed the changes in the bot's voice after a while, but yeah, just, I like the show. Either host. He also asks, if there was a TV show you could will out of existence, what would be? No news or sports programs, by the way. Oh, my first choice would have been the local news. Fuck them. Any TV show I could will out of existence. I need Dr. Pepper powers to help me. Love of my life. I am your slave. I don't know, most of the truly shitty ones get canceled after a while anyway. I can't think of any. I don't watch TV anymore, so I don't know if there's any truly, truly awful ones out there. Pretty much my TV watching is restricted to Dexter and Mythbusters. What are your thoughts on Duke Nukem Forever finally being released? Finally! Actually, I'll believe it when I see it. It's that simple. I like Duke Nukem 3D, loved it a whole hell of a lot, played the living shit out of it. If it actually comes out, I'll buy it. If it doesn't, I won't be surprised. And last one, what is your favorite breakfast cereal? That would be Cracklin' Oat Bran. It is saddled with a terrible, terrible name, but it is honestly a really fucking delicious cereal.
Zebra bastard, zebra, zebra, zebra fucker.
Wolf Tomorrow asks, ribbed or smooth? If we're talking condoms, can I get one, you know, made out of alligator skin instead?
I could not help but noticing all these robots fucking in the middle of the Taco Bell.
Captain KQ asks, what is your existential philosophy? Existentialist, absurdist, nihilist? I don't know. I don't know what most of those mean. Well, absurdist, that's easy enough. But I really don't subscribe to any one philosophy because, you know, if you subscribe to any kind of ist or ism, that's assuming that, like, you know, everything is contained within one philosophy, and it isn't. I try not to subscribe to any one thing of anything. I'm not one political party, you know. You know, I'm definitely not any one religion. So yeah, I don't limit myself. I pick ideas individually. If this is a good idea, I'll keep it. You know, there's no ideology that has all the answers, so I don't have one. What's the better building toy, Legos or Kinects? Oh, for Christ's sakes, Legos. I mean, Kinects, the little pieces break off after a while. You know, you build so much more shit with Legos. You know, plus, if you have that really long antenna piece, you know, the one that's like about 4 inches long and there's that tiny little ball at the end, that's actually really good for sounding. And if you don't know what that is, go look it up on the internet.
T-bone that horse, you incontinent bastard.
Snowfox asked, if you could go back in time to meet any three people, who would they be? Bill Hicks, Frank Zappa, and George Carlin. I actually very nearly got to go to a live George Carlin show. It was about maybe 5 years before he died, but my mom wanted to take me, and this was still back when our relationship was, like, kind of fucked up. It was, like, when I was a kid, it was, like, really, really fucked up. And then we kind of drifted apart, and then it was, like, only sort of kind of fucked up, because we'd been away from each other for a while. And then later on, it got really, really fucked up again. But during that sort of only semi-fucked up part, she was like, you know, oh, hey, let's go see George Carlin. And I'm like, I could go see George Carlin, but I'll be sitting next to her the entire time. So it's kind of like, you can go see the best movie ever, but you have to shit your pants once it starts, and then sit there the entire time. Better just skip it. Favorite, least favorite food. I don't know, I like so many. It's hard to nail me down to a single one. For favorite food, I might have to say pizza, as it's so versatile, and I love versatile stuff. Least favorite food, I might have to go with eggplant. The consistency of it is like dead flesh wrapped in rubber gloves. How will the world end? Not humanity, the actual world. Scientifically, I imagine the sun will probably go out, and although that wouldn't end the world, it would just get really cold. The world would still be here. I don't know, a big fucking comet crashing into us? Oh, yes, if we elect a woman president, yes, the world would blow up. If you know what I'm referencing, great. If you don't, never mind. If every man has his price, what's yours? Case of Dr. Pepper. No. Shit. I own most of the things that would buy me off. A never-ending gift certificate to Hasbro to buy all the Transformers they'll ever make. I don't know. I don't honestly know. It'd be pretty hard to find anything that would get me to do something that would be against my own morals. I'd be much more likely to take whatever you were offering and then turn around and screw you. What do you think of the new cartoon Regular Show? Have not seen it. If Peter Piper picked a peck of something else, what would it have been? Prickly penises? What would your ideal vacation home be like? I don't know. Probably like my home that I have now. I've got a nice attic room. It's all full of my stuff. Got my computer up here. You know, if I moved my bed up here, I'd never leave. So probably like that. Just I like small, enclosed, cozy spaces. And finally, life, liberty, or happiness. Which is most important to you and why? I think I'm going to have to be a smartass and go with life, because without life, you can't really have the other two.
I have a UFO. It goes wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
Pokemouse says, if you could sleep with any furry, their character, not the actual person, who would it be? Oh, something to choose from. I mean, Zigzag leaps to mind, because, I mean, she's hot. You know, I like her personality on top of that. Claire LeMouf, the little shaved skunk, is adorable. I'm not sure if I want to sleep with her, though. I definitely like a hug from her, because she's adorable. Mocha Mafuki's pack raccoon girl character would be fun, having her eat me. All of them. Let's just go with that, all of them.
Ugly at warrant poot slang famp dam smuck fad drum plu gore thump drang bang mang foon blood boon tear lobe strip code bum fuck hideaway.
Evil God asks, if peanut butter and jelly taste fantastic together because opposites attract and therefore are a microcosm for good and evil, light and dark, love and hate, yin and yang, does that mean that good and evil taste good on a sandwich? Is that why misery loves company? Why religion loves peace and hate? Why furries love drama? Holy shit, did I just solve the master of the universe with a sandwich? Also, what's your favorite color? Turquoise. I can leave it at that. Does that mean good and evil taste good in a sandwich? Well, I love Reuben sandwiches, and I hate sauerkraut. So I'd have to say yes, actually.
Robots fucking in the middle of the furry convention.
If Yuki Akuma asks, if you could go back in time and fuck yourself, would you be on the bottom or the top? Actually, it says of the top. Be on the bottom of the top. That's a little physics bending. Would I be on the bottom or the top if I went back in time and fucked myself? Well, obviously I'd be both. If I'm fucking myself, I guess you're asking the current me. The current me would be the bottom or the top, whether the past self. Well, the past self would be younger and smaller, so I guess they would be the bottom? I don't know. Actually, that'd be kind of hot to have like a kid version of myself fucking me in the ass. Oh, that's disturbing. Fuck is wrong with me. Save me, Dr. Pepper. Let's pretend that question didn't exist.
Robots fucking in the middle of the Maya Angelou.
Asuralulu, yay, asks, of your collection, who is the ultimate plushie? I have so many. Oh, I guess my gadget plushie. I mean, it's my Gadget plushie. I paid $100 for her. Yes, I paid $100 for a plushie. And I love her to death. Coveralls are all, you know, dirty and whatnot. But I don't care, because I cuddle her every night and I love her so much. Yay! In your opinion, who is the undisputed queen of Mouse Tunes, Gadget? Although Miss Brisby does come awfully close. She's a sweetheart. Top five critters that need more furry love, and why? I would say Abigail from Once Upon a Forest. Even though she's a cub, she's just an absolute sweetheart, and she's all spunky and adventurous and whatnot. Foxy Loxy from Chicken Little. I understand not a whole lot of people saw the movie, and she is kind of a bitch in the movie, but just her character design is so great. She's just this fucking adorable little sausage with a huge mouth. Peepers from Rockadoodle. She's got glasses, big shoes, and an enormous butt, and a totally cute lisp. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? Scraté from Ice Age 3. Again, a little bit of a bitch, but that design. She's so incredibly slinky, she has no bones. And Clarice from the Chip and Dale short, Two Chips and a Miss. She's utterly adorable. Definitely needs to be more fan art of her. Actually, there's a lot of merchandise of her in Japan. I guess the Japanese understand, you know, the concept of fan service. They understand it's like, hey, there's these furry guys who will buy merchandise of these cute, obscure characters. They want to give us some money. Okay. And if 42 is the answer to the universe, then what is the answer to the multiverse? I could be really, really obscure here and give the answer to 42 squared, and like a couple of math people would get that, but I'm too lazy to look it up.
Shit, fuck the damn cows.
KTCCD asks, I give you the options of having an axe, riot shield, or a Browning 9x19mm high power handgun to use in a zombie apocalypse. Which do you choose? Also, what would you build your base out of if you could choose any product and any number of it, as long as it's a product they'd have at the local convenience store? This is also for use in a zombie apocalypse. I tend not to think about this because zombies kind of bore me just because they've been done so much. But choice between a gun, an axe, or a riot shield. I'm getting the burps now. Thank you, Dr. Pepper. I'm going to have to go with an axe because guns, they may be effective, but once you run out of bullets, you're fucked. And a riot shield, it's like, yeah, you can hold them off, but you can't really do much more than that. Axe, I can imagine myself, you know, hefting an axe, you know, getting a good grip on it and just, you know, swing right at the head, you know, they're down. That's good. Also, what I build my base out of, 2x4s, I guess. I can't think of anything else that I'd really, you know, what else is at the hardware store? I don't know, fucking styrofoam cups, staplers.
Suck cheese from my nipples forever, Barbara.
Kyle Blackpaw asks, why don't you do memes? Because they're boring. Actually, I was in Disneyland once, and I was in the New Orleans area, and there's some chick on a balcony who was throwing out beads, and the crowd below was just like, you know, they're all hyped up and whatnot, and they're like, yeah, beads, and I'm just passing by, but I just kind of stopped and was watching for a while, and after a while I noticed, it's like, I started to really want those beads. And you know, I got swept up on it, and I was, like, really, really hoping I'd be able to catch the beads. And all of it occurred to me, it's like, wait, I don't want any stupid fucking plastic beads. And I was, like, really scared. You know, it was just really creepy. I was just like, wow, so that's how people get swept up into crowds. You know, I kind of understand Nazism now. But, yeah, I think that experience kind of really made me shy away and really made me think about anytime I'm doing something just because a lot of other people are doing it. You know, if I do something, it's because I want to. And I'll participate in a meme every now and then, but only if it's one where I genuinely want to. For the most part, it's just like, you know, yeah, I know you're doing that, and that's fun for you, great. I don't want to, so I'm not going to. Korn, Zinch, Nurgle, or Slenish? The first one. Do you read webcomics? Which ones? I used to read a lot of webcomics. Now I, like, completely forget to. I probably should. Kit and K-Boodle absolutely is fucking adorable. I don't know if Fuzzy Things is still running, but that one was also adorable. XKCD, definitely. Also Cyanide and Happiness. The parking lot is full, has been over for a long time now, but that one was seriously disturbing and interesting. Purple Pussy, that's also over, but was also really good. If Dr. Pepper was a web comic, I would read it. Are you a fan of Terry Pratchett, Discworld series, or Douglas Adams, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Pratchett I probably would be more of a fan of if I had read more of his books. I've read just one. It was pretty cool. I think it was called Reaper Man. It was about death. It was funny. And Douglas Adams, yes. I've read, I think, four of the Hitchhiker's books, but I was told to stay away from the fifth one because it ends on this, like, horrible, horrible downer note, and I hate those. Lastly, legs, ass, breasts, or genitalia? Now I'm picturing this hybrid. It's like legs, but like there's an ass at the top and there's breasts coming out of it, and like the top of it is just like this like cloud of genitalia. Chaos Blackwing asks, out of all the short stories and novel-length stories you've written, which, if any, would you say is your favorite and why? Oh, that's like asking me to choose among my children, which I don't have, but it would be a hard choice if I did have them. Oh, shit. I think I might be most proud of the accomplishment of finishing Dangerous Lunatics, just because it's my biggest. I think Ghost Story has some of the best writing that I think I've done. I really, really like the characters in Bartleby's Descent, because I keep coming back to them. I think Down in the Dumps is the one I wish more people would read. I feel kind of a definite connection to the characters in that one. But I love them all. I mean, if I didn't love a story, I wouldn't start writing it, and I wouldn't finish it, you know. There's lots of ideas I had, and I've just maybe started on them a little bit, or petered out, or haven't started on them at all. But yeah, I have to love a story in order to finish it, so it's hard to say what's a favorite. Conversely, which, if any, would you say you are least satisfied with, and why? Some of the Bartleby ones I felt could have had some stronger writing in them, but I'm not really disappointed in them. Actually, some of my early fan fiction stuff, I wrote a lot of Rescue Ranger fan fiction. I look back on it now, and it's like there's some flashes of talent that I'm not, you know, I'm kind of proud of, but there's other bits that are like, oh, God, that's so Mary Sue-ish. But I really consider this practice anyway. You know, fan fiction is good for that. It's like a batting cage. You can go in there, or it's like a batting cage, or like one of those areas where people, like, you know, putt golf balls for a while. You're not on an actual golf course, but, you know, where they're all lined up and they're, fuck it. Basically a place where you can go and practice your skills so that you don't embarrass the fuck out of yourself when you're actually playing the game. And that's what I think fan fiction is. It was like a stepping stone to writing. It's where I got all of my badness and shittiness out. What genres of music do you tend to listen to the most, and do you have a favorite artist? I'm really eclectic in my music tastes. Anything that's good, I'll listen to. I try to, you know, kind of skip genre, you know. I do tend to gravitate to electronic stuff. I like synthesizers. Well, I mean, I grew up in the 80s, so I'm definitely a fan of synthesizers and whatnot. So, techno-ish stuff. If I had to pick a favorite band in that area, I'd have to say Daft Punk. I mean, the first time I listened to their album Discovery, it was as closest I've ever had to a religious experience. When did you first come across the furry community, and what drew you to it? I'm not sure. I do know that the first time I really got on the internet, the first thing I looked for was, hey, I wonder if they have any pictures of Fifi on this. And they did. And that kind of led into skunked.com. which back in the day had a lot of really good artists on there, who I can't remember at the moment, but they were all really good, and a nice collection of good, solid artists, a lot of toony ones. Fatalis, yes, that. If any one person is most responsible for turning me furry, is definitely Fatalis. It was like, I like this art, I want to find this person, and give them money. If you were to put into effect three laws, no matter how unpopular they were, what laws would you put into effect? Alternatively, if you're able to get rid of three laws, no matter how popular they were, what three laws would you get rid of? Ooh. First, punishments for drunk driving would go way the fuck up. We've kind of got a war on tobacco in this country. You know, we restrict the hell out of, you know, where you can smoke and whatnot, and I'm not against that. But I am against the fact that we turn a blind eye to alcohol. You know, it's like we see alcohol as more of a social thing. Oh, everybody drinks, so, you know, it's okay. You know, we elected a president who, you know, admitted to drunk driving, and it's like, it didn't matter that it was George Bush. It didn't matter anything about him. It's like, that alone should have cost him the candidacy. People should have said, hey, he drove drunk. That shows a lapse in judgment that we're not willing to have in the leader of the fucking free world. So, yeah, I think, like, first offense, government takes your car. Second offense, you know, prison time. Third offense, they cut off your hands or something. I don't know. Maybe not that. I'm trying to think of any other laws that I didn't already cover in my Emperor Renard post. You can go look at that, and it'll probably have stuff that I won't be able to remember here. If I was able to get rid of three laws, there's definitely some that I can think of. One, I would get rid of most age of consent laws. I'm sure lots of people would bitch about that, but the simple fact is that every individual is different. You know, saying, you know, oh, we're doing this for the good of the children, you know, that's ridiculous. That's like saying, you know, we're doing this for the good of all adults. You never hear that because it's a ridiculous concept. It's not just sex, but anything. I genuinely think that if, I guess this would go back into laws I would enact. I generally think that there should be, at any age, you can take a test to determine your competency in a given area. Whether it's, you know, you want to vote or want to drive or want to fuck or want to go to the military. You take a test, it determines your competence. If you're deemed competent, boom, you can do it. Doesn't matter what the hell age you are. If you're 3 years old and for some freakish reason you are proficient in driving a car, you've got your license. Because, you know, fuck, they let 90-year-olds drive. So, any other laws I would move? Definitely, a lot of the drug laws, not just because it's like, you know, hey, people should be allowed to get high. I don't give a shit. I would probably never take marijuana. I might try it once. I don't give a shit. The simple fact of the matter is that there are plenty of people in jail who fucking shouldn't be. You know, if somebody's doing something that, you know, is only harmful in the minds of people who just hate on everything that other people like, or is harmful only to themselves. You know, some guy's getting stoned in his apartment and not paying the rent, and he's only fucking up his own life. Fuck it. Let him. Let him learn from the experience. Don't put him in jail. It's not going to help a damn thing. It's going to take taxpayer money to house that motherfucker. You know, it's stupid all around. So, most of the drug laws, just fucking gone. Any other laws I would get rid of? Prostitution. Legalized. That's another thing. If you want to take the risk that the hooker you pick up has an STD and you're fine with that risk, then cool. You know, I absolutely don't think that, you know, you should face jail time on top of it. What did I say a little while ago? I am against the government criminalizing any behavior which carries its own punishment if engaged in carelessly.
Ferris wheel, Ferris wheel, Ferris wheel, Ferris wheel.
Zero Dark Phoenix asks, have you ever had a dream in which you were an Austrian yodeler dancing in a bathtub full of cottage cheese in the middle of a Florida hurricane with a sheep in a Zorro costume beside you? No.
Dominate my fecal matter. Dominate my fecal matter.
Ah, I was about to say, I don't know how to pronounce this person's name, and they conveniently put at the bottom, by the way, my handle is parsed as Pro-Jazdy. Thank you, Pro-Jazdy. Ah, I can't even pronounce it even when I'm looking right at it. Fuck you, lips. You suck. I have dyslex lips. Are you researching the answers to any of these questions, or are all your answers on the spot, off the cuff, out the door, down the hatch, whatever I was asking? I usually read over them when I get them, but I try not to think. I was going to like read them over again before recording this, but I think it's more fun if it's off the cuff and I'm actually caught off guard by some of them. Suppose you're a wandering purgatory with Dante, author of the Divine Comedy. You compare the versions of hell in your respective writings. How do you feel about his, and how do you think he feels about yours? I don't really know enough about Dante's hell to be able to say. I've, like, skimmed it. I know some of the stuff in it, but, yeah, I just don't have enough information, sorry. In your wanderings, you come across three women guarding two doors, and Dante says Virgil told him about this. Go with it. It's the best info you have. Of the two doors, one goes to heaven, the other to hell. Of the three women, one always tells the truth, one always lies, and the third answers without regard to truth value. You are allowed two binary questions, each to any one of the guardswomen. Then the doors will unlock briefly to allow one to be opened and pass through. What questions do you ask?
Oh, I fucking hate brain teasers like this.
I remember encountering the same type of thing in the movie Labyrinth and just puzzling over it forever and never being able to figure out how in the hell that worked. One always tells the truth, one always lies, and the third answers that regard to truth value. If I can ask two of them questions, I suppose I would ask them, like, simple mathematical questions. Like, I just pick two at random and be like, you know, what's two and two? And if one of them says, like, 37, I know they're a liar. And, fuck it, I just take a chance. I'd either be like, fuck this, I'm not opening either door, or I'd just be like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, that one.
Robots fucking in the middle of the abortion clinic.
Dropping the microphone is not good form.
Kinto Mythosian asks, I am way behind on my submissions, and I have yet to listen to the first one. My apologies if I asked something you've already answered. That's not a question. When it comes to peanut butter, do you prefer chunky or creamy? Creamy. I dislike the texture of nuts. I dislike the texture of nuts in most things. I don't like Snickers, and I don't like nuts in my ice cream. You know, nice creamy ice cream, and then crunch. It's like, ugh. It's like I have to... That moment when I worry, was that a human tooth? What kind of car do you drive? I unfortunately don't have a car right now. I want one, though. If I had my choice, I would get a DeLorean, and I would swap out the engine for something that actually ran better. Because I like how the DeLorean looks, but I've heard legendary stories about how just shitty they're manufactured. What is your opinion of the Tea Party? Are they just a loud fringe group with no lasting power, or do they seriously have a chance of putting one of their own in the White House? Obviously my opinion of them is that they're a party that isn't for anything. They're just against. It's just unfocused hate. It's, I'm angry. That is their only platform. And, I don't know, it could go either way as far as them fading out or gaining power. The Amazing Atheist did a great video in which he highlighted how every single factor that led to the rise of Nazism in Germany is present in America today. And he was swift to say that, like, no, Sarah Palin won't be Hitler, but now that we could... if the Tea Party rises to power enough, you know, we could have a fascist government here. And showing that it's dangerous to think it can't happen here. It fucking could. Fascism creeps up slowly, and it takes little bites until you, you know, don't realize how much of the country has gone down its throat. So I do think it's possible. I think that if we stand by and do nothing, because it's like the reasonable people... You know, we're not the ones out there protesting with signs. We're not the ones amassing power. We're not the ones, you know, doing everything we can to get our candidates into office. You know, we put Barack Obama in and expected him to be the magical Negro from, you know, in most Hollywood movies. We expected the legend of Bagger Vance. You know, we expected the magical Negro to come in and fix all our white people problems and expect nothing in return. And instead it's been like, you know, what? You didn't fix everything within the first year? Fuck you! I'm of the opinion that you want a president that you don't hear about in the news most of the time, because usually when you hear about the president in the news, it's because he's fucking up. If there's a president you don't hear much about, it means he's probably quietly doing his job.
That stuff smells like steam. Steam.
Just a Critic asks, your answers will be very helpful. What do you think it means to completely destroy something? Get a hammer and hit it until it's in really little pieces? I don't know if there was something more philosophical to that. Have you heard of Hanlon's Razor? Shit, I know I have. Oh, Occam's Razor is... Hanlon's Razor is... never ascribe to malice what can be easily explained by stupidity. Yes, finally remember that. Yes, I like that a lot. Good and evil are merely inadequate words to describe certain realities used by any person to justify their position. I don't know if that's a question. I don't know. I don't think that there's like a completely 100% objective good and evil, but I do think it's useful for us to try to agree on one. I think that there is a lot of morality that is shared by a large majority of us, even if we tend to think, you know, oh, those other people there think different. I think when it gets down to us, you know, most of us, you know, would help the puppy with a broken leg. Most of us, you know, are charitable and neighbors. Most of us are decent, nice people. Have you played or know anything about the Nintendo DS game The World Ends With You? All I know is that Alfador has it. What would an energy wave with absolutely zero wavelength be called, and what properties would it possess? It would be called Steve, and it would be able to liquidize waterfowl. Help me, Dr. Pepper. How difficult is it to insert a song into a story? Are there any easy ways to do it? Ah, good question. I did this once in a story that I wrote. I had like two characters singing back and forth to each other, and reading over it a year later, I thought it was the dorkiest, dumbest, fucking ill-fitting shit I'd ever done. For Dangerous Lunatics, I did insert little music quotes at the beginning of each book. I think that's really about as far as you want to go. I have never seen lyrics inserted into a story that have been done well. It always stands out like a sore thumb. It always just... the story just grinds to a halt, and then they're singing. I suppose you can guess I don't tend to like most musicals. And fuck opera. I'm looking forward to your return and answers if you are willing. Well, I am willing, and there they were.
Robots fucking in the middle of the telecast with Bill O'Reilly announcing his love for gay hookers.
Widget Docs asks, if you don't get at least 50 replies on this absurdly self-indulgent journal posting, will you become a hero? A hero. Correcting intentional misspellings doesn't make you cool. and I don't care if I don't get at least 50 because that makes it easier to respond to. Were you ever ashamed of your, shall we say, the unusually divergent aspects of your sexuality? I can honestly say no. I really thought about that, and I can't really think of any time when I was ashamed of it. I might have thought of it a little weird, but it was like, I don't care. You know, this makes me happy. I don't, you know, give a shit whatever other people think. For most of my life, I've been in kind of a, I don't give a shit about what other people think. Not in the sense of, you know, fuck you, I'll do what I want, but in the sense of, like, didn't feel like, you know, following trends, going along with the crowd. It's like, I didn't feel like doing something because other people were doing it. You aren't stupid, so why don't you have a career? Bad interpersonal skills? That covers it, kinda. What do you do at 6 p.m. every day? You hardly ever post around 6 p.m. Mysterious. Really? It's not really mysterious. It's called dinner! Unless, do you think Rainbow is a pretty name for a girl? I guess?
Here comes another Chinese earthquake.
Jessica Critic asks, have you ever ran out of time? Yes. Couldn't even spare a dime? No. Don't have plans even on wine? I don't know. Couldn't find enough clothes for your back? Yes. All the food in your house has turned black? No. Didn't have enough time to hit the sack? No. Can't seem to study enough? No. Practice seems especially tough. Yes. Your efforts aren't up to snuff. Yes. Can't drive up any interest. Yes. Unable to progress. Yes. Concentration is amiss. Yes. Take it easy, okay? What the hell did I just reply to?
Clorn funk nam budget snudge frunk bam bringing dune mup map 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 landorn mavoon peem twat back.
It's the first sensible thing you've said all night. And lastly, White Room asks, I have a question that I've been meaning for a chance to ask you about. Is it really far-fetched at all that a woman, after she had had kids, have them grow up, move out of the house, etc., to become a lesbian? I was thinking about this after my boyfriend's mom jokingly said that after he moves out, she's going to become a lesbian. It doesn't seem that far to me that a middle-aged woman who cannot reproduce anymore and whose kid has moved out and doesn't really need a man to be one. I'm probably phrasing this really awkwardly, so feel free to ask what I'm talking about if you don't get it. Haha. Actually, that is a good question. It's an unexpected one. And, you know, I mean, it certainly is possible. I mean, just from the sheer law of probability, obviously, you know, anything you can think of sexually, someone will do it. I don't think that homosexuality is a choice most of the time, but I do think that there are very few people that are really, really 100% straight or gay. Few things in nature are black and white like that, binary one or the other. And sexuality, even less so, because it's so fucking subjective. I doubt there's any straight person on Earth who's never at least thought about doing some gay shit. So yeah, I can totally see that. You know, woman has her kids, they go away, she's all alone, she's got some girlfriends and things, you know, what the hell, let's experiment. It seems possible. Sure, why not? And that's all the questions I have! I guess I'll finish this up and post it in a little bit. I don't have a snappy sign off. Good night!